This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 104 for Monday, October 16th. I'm Adam Pilichotti. The ICE futures canola market had small gains to start the week amid mixed sentiment in comparable oils and a stronger Canadian dollar. Chicago soy and Malaysian palm oil were both higher on Monday, but European rapeseed was lower. Crude oil was also down as many await a ground offensive by Israeli forces into the Gaza Strip. The Canadian dollar was up 0.25 US cent compared to Friday's close. High temperatures in the prairies will be in the double digits Celsius on Monday, with clear skies throughout the region except for rain in northern Alberta. The November canola contract was up $3.20 per ton at $723.20, while the January contract was up $2.10 per ton at $727.20. In the U.S., corn was down, soybeans were up, and wheat was mixed. According to the Commitment of Futures report from the U.S. Commodity Futures Trading Commission, the funds shrank corn's net short position by 45,000 tons to more than 110,400 as of October 10th. The USDA reported that 434,400 tons of corn were shipped during the weekend at October 12th, down nearly half from last week, with Mexico as the top destination. CONAB forecasted Brazilian corn production to be down 9.5% from last year to 119.4 million tons, due to a 4.8% drop in plantings and lower yields. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier projected Brazilian corn production at 125 million tons. The December corn contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.90. The Commitment of Futures report showed that soybeans position flipped from net long 2,400 contracts to net short more than 3,000 as of October 10th. The USDA reported 2.01 million tons of soybeans were shipped during the week ended October 12th, up 43% from last week, with China as the top destination. The National Oilseeds Processors Association processed 165.456 million bushels in September, up 4.6% from last year. Soy oil stocks were 1.108 billion pounds, the tightest since December 2014. CONAB projected a record soybean crop for Brazil at 162 million tons, with plantings to rise 2.5%. Cordonnier also predicted 162 million tons. The November soybean contract was up 6 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.86. The Commitment of Traders report showed that Chicago wheat's net short position grew by 4,600 contracts to 110,200. Kansas City hard red wheat's net short position also grew by 2,000 to 26,110. Minneapolis spring wheat's net short position was at 23,600 as of October 10th, after growing by 2,500 contracts. Nearly 354,800 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the week ended October 12th, up 48,000 from last week. Both the Rosario and Buenos Aires grain exchanges cut their forecasts for Argentina's wheat crop to 14.3 million and 16.2 million tons, respectively. China has recently purchased U.S., French, and Australian wheat, while Egypt has purchased Russian, Romanian, and Bulgarian wheat. Tunisia booked 100,000 tons of durum wheat via international tender. The December Chicago wheat contract was down 3 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.77. The December Kansas City hard red wheat contract was unchanged at $6.69 U.S. per bushel. The December Minneapolis spring wheat contract was up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $7.29. That's a look at the ICE futures in U.S. markets for Monday, October 16th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pilichotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.